Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's fucking delightful. Fucking delightful. Fucking good combination playing. Sliding balls into space. Good. Excellent. You're the one that fucking knows.
Hello and welcome to the Roker Report podcast in association with Sunderland Community Soup Kitchen. My name's Rich Spate and we're speaking directly after Sunderland have just beaten Crewe Alexandra 4-0 at Gresty Road in Crewe. I've got John Lambert, I've got Alex, and I've got Rob as well, who've been with me at the match today and thankfully sorted me tickets out, so thanks for that, lads. Because it was an absolutely phenomenal result, really, and exactly what we were looking for. Three good goals and one own goal, and top-notch performance. John, what did you think overall, your overall reflections on the game?
I was... complete away performance, really. Professional job. Two goals first half, two goals second half. Massive difference between us and them was they tried to play football, but they just weren't savvy. They weren't savvy like us. They didn't do the basics right. They didn't get stuck in. They didn't defend their line very well. They played too high up like Accrington, and they got what Accrington got given out to them a few weeks ago. So really pleasing, some really quick counter-attacking play, and a result that deserves...
Yeah, it was a great result and like you say, a great all-round performance. Alex, who were the most impressive performers for you, especially in that first half where we really did, you know, we got right on top of them?
I think for me the most impressive was Pritchard. Obviously, with Embleton being out, that's quite big shoes to fill because he's been so crucial for us this season. But I thought Pritchard, you know, ran the game in that number 10 role. I think it was he put the ball through the legs of their defender for Dan Neal to run onto. And I think he was the one who crossed it over for the own goal. So Pritchard, and then in the second half, Dan Neal was just doing Dan Neal things as he's done all season. So yeah, those are two of the standout performers for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Neal was a little bit lucky not to come away with a yellow card. Yeah. I think at one point, Luke O'Nine persuaded the referee not to give him a yellow card after his fifth slightly late challenge. Yeah. Rob, one player I thought was great, particularly in the first half, was Aidan O'Brien. He was bringing it in the first half.
Yeah, well, Aidan O'Brien's a bit Marmite, isn't he? He's like, you love him or you hate him, and sometimes he looks, you know, like nothing of a player. But tonight he was tremendous. He was all over the place, you know, linking up with Stewart particularly very, very well, controlling the ball well, laying it off. Of course, his finishing could always be a little bit better, but overall, yeah, he was very impressive, and he deserved a goal, to be fair.
He really did. I mean, there was one just at the end there where the ball nearly got cut back to him. He just thought he was... just ahead of the plate and didn't quite get it. So we'll go through the goals really quickly. First goal, it was fired in from the left-hand side and their defender shanked it in. I think that's a good description.
It's a beautiful shank. Yeah. He loved the keeper perfectly, didn't he?
He did. I mean, I think if he hadn't got there, he probably would have been turned in, but it was a bit unfortunate.
Stewart had him under pressure, I think, didn't he? Stewart was pressurising him, but yeah, it's a bit of a soft one to give away, like shanking it in like that. But you take it.
Yeah.
First goal is always important. That was great for us.
And one brought the next in, John. I mean, that move for the second goal, it was a lovely bit of play. There was some fantastic interplay down the right, and then a lovely ball in for Stewart.
Yeah, it's becoming a common theme now that a lot of our goals are off the back of some really good play. And I know it was all a bit jovial last season with the whole Pomo and all the different areas of the pitch, but there clearly is something behind that, because there are players putting the ball in the right areas and we are flooding the box. And the likes of Ross Stewart isn't going to miss those chances. You know, he's he'll out-jump anyone, and that second goal was just a piece of cake for him, really.
It was a lovely bit of play. I mean, people around were saying it's one of the best goals we've scored for quite a long time. Alex, I think that was your opinion, wasn't it?
I absolutely loved it. I mean, it was the build-up. You can see just, you know, the difference this season with some of the players who got their technical ability. They just retained the ball, knocked it off, ran into space, and then, yeah, just carved them open, to be honest. And it was sort of the story of the first half. We were just cutting them open, and then after the own goal, it was just, yeah, the floodgates sort of, yeah, opened for us.
It did. I mean, half-time came and went. And we were on top again. I mean, they came out a little bit straight after the break and they had a little bit of the ball, but yeah. I mean, that third goal really killed the game off. It was, I don't know how the ball got across the box. It was Pritchard put the ball in off the corner.
Yeah, I didn't see who it was, but it was the first man job, wasn't it? But it came through there and it fell to Stewart, I think it was, who put it in.
I was convinced it was Flanagan.
Yeah, we weren't sure here. Right? It was one of the tall ones, wasn't it?
It was definitely Ross Stewart
Even though we're in row A, there were still limbs I couldn't quite see, but it was a nice little finish there. And we don't often score from corners, but we looked like today we were going to do it at most of them. We looked quite dangerous today.
Yeah, and I mean, that was probably the only down point in the game was after the goal celebrations. It looked like Alex Pritchard had picked up a bit of an injury and went off, but he came off and Leon Jacko came in, and that lad's a live wire, isn't he, John?
Yeah, he certainly is. In terms of Pritchard, it's hard to know what the extent of the injuries are, because we are very precautious with our players, and I think if there's an opportunity to rest them, they will. Yeah, Dejaku's got a little bit about him. He's got something that no one really knows at the moment. No one's had a look at him yet, and he seems to be at his most effective coming off the bench, because he just stretches defenders. He's got a hell of a left foot on him, and as he was coming through for that goal, he ran from inside his own half. He looked across and he thought, shall I square it? And then he thought, well, actually the percentages are, I've got to go for it. And his left foot stays hit. And it was a wonderful finish near post. Keeper shouldn't be beating us near post. He didn't have a chance because he hit it so well.
His touch made it up for him though, didn't he? He had a bit of a shocking touch from running into the box, which meant I have to hit this now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thankfully he drilled it near post. A beautiful finish. We're right behind that one.
So there's a bit of a thing with a side that's doing well, is there's always a temptation that you want to feel that you're contributing, and he's desperate to do that. Everyone wants to be part of it. I feel like Pritchard just needs a goal. He needs a celebration in front of the fans to feel part of this team at the moment. And Dejaku's got his second goal now, second quality goal, and hopefully he'll keep making those impacts for us, because we needed him tonight. Probably would have been handy to have him at Gillingham as well, but you know, that's where injuries and the squad are going to test us.
I think also, like, if Daniel could just trap a ball, we'd have a real player there. I mean, he was fantastic today, but just a couple of times, you know, control let him down. But what a wonderful player he is, and he's great to watch.
Yeah.
He's just a joy to watch. His movement, his vision, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. As a Sunderland supporter, you see somebody come through the academy like that, and he's a star in the making, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. One last note before we go. Denver Hume came back. They're switching the lights off around us. We're going to have to finish off this pod. Denver Hume came back, looked solid, cleared a ball at the back post that give us the clean sheet. And Hoffman got a nice save in as well. Yeah. So all round, everyone, you know, top performance, brilliant performance, lads, and a great away day. So thanks a lot, lads, and safe journeys back to Bristol and Wirral, and I'll be off to Wales. All right, thanks a lot, and we'll have more pods coming up. Cheers, Sarah.
Where am I going? I don't know. Where am I heading? I ain't certain. All that always, I am on my way.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.